This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Yesterday on the show, we talked about how the Texas energy grid is dealing with more demand for electricity. Well, one way to curb demand is to force people to use it less by default. Think energy efficiency. The Department of Energy just issued its standards for appliances like commercial air conditioners, dishwashers, and beverage chillers. The change is expected to save businesses and households billions of dollars and reduce carbon emissions by millions of metric tons. So for some context, we had Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval look back at how the energy standards of yesteryear are impacting energy usage today.
To see energy efficiency standards at work, all it takes is a walk through your home. Andrew Delasky is with the Appliance Standards Awareness Project.
Whether it's your refrigerator or your air conditioner or your clothes dryer would use much more electricity than it does if not for these standards that are on the books today.
Exactly how much electricity?
A typical refrigerator today uses only 1/5 as much energy as a new refrigerator sold in the 1970s. That's a very big deal. But it's bigger, it's got more features.
There's improved insulation in the walls, there's improved motors that circulate the refrigerating fluid.
In the 1990s, Dan Riker with Stanford University worked for the Clinton administration improving energy efficiency standards for appliances. During his tenure, he coined the phrase, building the fridge to the 21st century.
We set some pretty strict standards.
But the thing is, the energy savings of those standards accrue over years.
The impact is measured over decades because people buy refrigerators and they keep them for a long time.
And eventually, those savings add up. Bernita Haynes is with the National Consumer Law Center.
The typical U.S. household spends about $500 less each year on utility bills, and that's because of existing efficiency standards for a range of products.
She says standards are especially helpful for low-income people who spend more of their paycheck on utility bills and tend to be renters using appliances provided by a landlord.
So increasing the baseline efficiency of these appliances will ensure that landlords are actually putting more efficient appliances in these apartments.
So renters aren't stuck with cheap, wasteful appliances. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.